Welcome back, everyone. Last time, we wrapped up our gang's adventure at the Christmas market. For the final 3 days of our advent calendar, listen to how Professor Gruller's Christmas party is going and who is receiving which present. It has been 2 weeks since the students have been to the otherworldly Christmas market, and Professor Gruller's party has already started. Peter and Jamie enjoy homemade cookies in a haphazardly decorated classroom, while Sarah and Carmen are on their way to the party, right outside in the hallway.
Thank you so much for lending me your copy. I really enjoyed The Hobbit. I only wish there'd been one or two more women in it.
I know, but it was still fun, right? Anyway, here's your copy of Frankenstein. I love the leather cover, and I promise I was super careful when turning the pages.
The thin pages really intensify the feeling of Victorian horror, don't they?
They do! Which reminds me, my roommate and I are having a movie marathon next weekend, where we watch all the worst adaptations of Frankenstein. Blackenstein, Van Helsing, I, Frankenstein, that kind of stuff. Do you want to join us?
Oh, that sounds lovely, but I, Okay, why not?
Oh, and we're still on for studying at the tiny coffee shop we discovered next week, right?
Absolutely. I think this is the room, right?
And then I said, well, that's the fun in phonetics.
Peter!
Oh, hey, Carmen. Hey, Sarah.
Hi.
How have you been?
Oh my god, I haven't told you yet, but Boudicca did the craziest thing the other day.
Attention, students. I hope you enjoy this gathering. It's my pleasure to host. You can continue to munch cookies later, but now it's time for traditional exchange of gifts. Go on now.
Wow, I guess now is the moment. Hey, where did Jamie go?
Maybe he was distracted by a bright light.
What if he followed a car? He could be anywhere by now.
Not helpful. Jamie!
Peter, wait! I have your... And he's gone. So who did you draw in the game?
You, actually.
What?
Here you go.
Oh, that's so nice. Meet his murder on vinyl. Wow. You know, I don't have a record player, but this will look great on my wall.
I'm glad you like it.
Hey, you guys. What's up?
Hey! Do you know Peter is looking for you?
I'm sure he'll find me. In the meantime, I've got something for you, Carmen.
Oh, how sweet! A hardcover edition of Pride and Prejudice and... zombies? Jamie, what the hell is this?
Oh, trust me, you'll love it. You need some modern pop culture every now and then.
I'll have you know I am very well-versed in the modern arts. You can ask Sarah, I just read The Hobbit.
She did?
Uh-huh. The other day I asked you who your favourite spice girl is and you said oregano. I'm not sure that's even a real spice.
Well, neither is scary. Besides, hold on, are you stalling because you don't want to run into Peter? Do you know what he's getting you?
It wasn't hard to find out. He doesn't throw away bills, so I know he was at a jeweler. I'm just nervous is all. I mean,
found you!
Oh, hey, I wasn't hiding.
Carmen, what do you say we give these two lovebirds a moment alone? Personally, I am single and ready to jingle, and I saw some cute guys and girls over there where the cookie's at.
Bye!
Find out what happens next, tomorrow. Peter Fitzgerald was played by Max Liebetreu. Sarah Fan was played by Tamara Payer. Carmen Gatto was played by Louise Marie Prack. Jamie Resnick was played by Dominic Padoter. Professor Gruller was played by Charlotte Zerz. The narrator was played by Leonhard Engelmeier.
The Harp was played by Kerry Whitman. This episode was written by Philip Kreuss.